But welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, once again, we got to see the January 6th commission. And I said this at the end of the last one. I didn't know if I really wanted to see anymore because I've seen, you know, all of this information that has been forthcoming, not just with this one, but with the others. And you see that it's like Donald Trump is the Teflon man. And it's almost as if, okay, he did these things. We know he did these things. Did he break any laws? And if he did break any laws, are any of those laws subject to having him locked up? And that's where we are.
Well, locked up, or, you know, Liz Cheney is moving in the direction of passing the taking the legislative action that would bar him from seeking.
I want to see him locked
office.
Up.
Well,
okay,
but
that may not even happen.
Yeah,
Many other Americans want to see him locked up.
I guess I have three comments. One, I did watch it. Two, it is very high drama. And obviously significantly important from a historical standpoint. Three, it's exposing us to some greater detail, but it's greater detail about something that all of America watched on January 6th, 2021. So it's not really news to us. And the depressing aspect of it is that Donald Trump still wields a great deal of political influence in a country, and it's in a country which acted essentially as a jury on January 6, 2021, and watched all of this happen, knew pretty much fundamentally how much Donald Trump was involved with all of what went on, and watched his reaction to it. So none of this is really news to us. What's more news to us is seeing people like Pappinger and
his own people
who resigned that day, his own people who were telling him what he was doing that was wrong, and he went ahead and did it. I mean, some of that should increase the level of knowledge the American public has about just how culpable Donald Trump was in the terrible things that went on January 6th. So I do have hope that the details that are coming out that show all these people who were clearly loyal to Donald Trump, who saw him in a new and terrible light in the period around January 6th and took personal action because of how revolting they found it. So that could be helpful. But, you know, what's going to happen? Merrick Garland is going to be very careful about bringing a criminal action. One of the problems in a democracy is that to bring an action against a past president who got 75 million votes in the country, you'd have to. He feels, I'm sure, that he has to have a very airtight case, so that Donald Trump doesn't become a political martyr as the result of criminal action that would be brought against him. And so that's a tightrope that's hard to walk. I'm sure Merrick Garland's feeling that pressure. Watching it is very hard from the outside, because all of us know that in fact Donald Trump deserves to have an action brought against him. But, in autocratic countries, people who get unseated from power get criminal actions brought against them, and they go to jail or get put in exile. So to some extent, bringing a criminal action against an ex-president begins to smell and look like what happens in autocratic countries when people lose control. So that's what Merrick Garland's worried about. He wants to make sure that in a democracy, what happens next doesn't look or smell like a political action being brought against the past president. And what is Donald Trump going to say if an action is brought against him? Well, he's already saying it. It's a witch hunt. It's a political contest. He's already making the case for that very proposition.
But Sandy, if he would just go away, maybe people wouldn't. But he's still out front, and as you stated, there's still a possibility. He's the odds-on favorite even right now. to win the Republican nomination.
Well, you know, I was driving here today, I was thinking about what we'd talk about, and I think I've talked about this guy a couple of times on the radio, but I can't stop thinking about this guy that I sat next to on the airplane flying from Newark to Florida, and at the end of the conversation, he was a real upstanding character, and I said, well, what is it that you like so much about Donald Trump? And he looked at me and he said, Donald Trump loves America, and I love America, and I love Donald Trump. And, you know, I just read recently that there was some polls taken, and 40% of the people in one of the polls said that they preferred the notion of a strong leader to a democratic government. And that's the thread, that's the political thread that Donald Trump is playing. He's playing that string on the guitar. And he wants to be that autocratic leader. His ego, his malignant narcissism is so profound that that's who he wants to be. And that's what he demonstrated on January 6th, that he didn't care about the Constitution. He didn't care about the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. He wants to be the autocratic leader of the United States. And there are many people in America, apparently, who would prefer the notion of an autocratic leader whom they love, who they think, quote, loves America. And when someone says they love America, they're saying this person loves the America that I want to love. He loves the, what, white power structure in America? That could be it. You know, you don't know exactly which thread of American culture these people want to hang on to, but that's what autocratic leaders are all about, is hanging on to a particular cultural thread and not letting it run through the four-year cycle of politics.
So we had a guy call yesterday, and or it might have been the day before, who said, if Donald Trump did these things, then I won't support him. But we don't know for sure if he did them, and so I support him. Well, the guy called, and he tried to make the case of why he still thinks Donald Trump is a viable person.
Mm-hmm.
But Sandy, all the stuff you've seen and we know and what we witness, and I still think that based on what we saw with our naked eyes on January 6th was just like out of some kind of movie. And
of course, you realize that the people who really love Donald Trump, within days, were saying that crowd was really Antifa. You know, it wasn't really the Trump supporters. It was a nefarious conspiracy to make the Trump supporters appear to be a raucous and riotous.
Well, and you know, the other part of it too, Sandy, was the fact that people said, well, these were good people, right? And there were people, many of them doctors, business leaders, and
well, I think
from all over the spectrum.
Well, yesterday, the congressman from Illinois, Kinzinger, who's done such a, you know, he's really a stalwart. I mean,
yeah,
I have to say, regardless of the politics, between Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and Luria, those people are
stand-up people.
And Kinzinger was saying that one of the terrible things, I think it was him, maybe it was Luria, that was saying that one of the worst things that Trump has done is he's taken the patriotic spirit of people who love America, like this fellow I sat next to on the plane. He loves America, and he's converting that love of America into the conduct that was January 6th.
Right.
Those people were doing what they were doing because actually, they do feel like patriots, and they thought they were doing the patriotic thing because they were persuaded by Trump that there was a nefarious conspiracy going on to steal democracy from them in the form of this fraudulent electoral process, all of which was a complete fraud. I mean, all of the story of which was a complete fraud created by Donald Trump. But he knew that he had enough credibility with this audience that he could get them to believe whatever it is that he repeated often enough. And, you know, Bannon, in that video of him that was, I think, on October 21st before the election, sets out this very strategy. Basically, we tell the people this over and over again, and they'll believe it.
So when you see some of what I saw on on yesterday where they had guys in fatigues in military dress saying this is 105 of the military something. They had already plotted and planned all of this out. Anybody who says that this was not planned and you watch the video of it, as I saw on yesterday, where some guys who probably had some military background already, and they could transfer that to a broader group of people who didn't have any military background. They were using the military verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they were there and when they were making the movements that they made, anybody who thought that it was not criminal, there are many people who have gone to jail and many more that are going to go to jail because whether they want to admit it or not, it was criminal.
Well,
right?
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that happens, maybe it's part of American culture. Have you ever done paintball? You've ever done a paintball thing?
No, with the paintball guns? No. Paintball.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you start doing it, you start reverting back to when you're age 11 and pretending you're in the army and you're sneaking around and you're shooting and you're doing all this stuff. There's a lot of adults in America who have this instinct alive and well in them and are, you know, and it's the militia, you know, it's the militia
right.
idea. And I think Americans have to be awake to the fact that there is a fairly big militia movement in America. There's a lot of adults who want nothing more than to put on camo dress
yeah.
and act out this process. And Donald Trump is helping them do it. He's helping them believe that they're going to do this for righteous things. And in fact, almost all the times that we have masses of people carrying guns and doing stuff, they're always doing it in the name of righteousness. It's just their version of righteousness, that's all. You know?
And Sandy, you can go back to the 80s and the posse comitatus
right.
up north. And this stuff, training still goes on.
Tigerton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, as we speak now,
yeah.
there are people who are training all across this nation to do just what took place.
Well, this guy on the plane sitting next to me told me that he carried a gun all the time because something terrible was going to happen in America, and he was going to be armed. That's what they're worried. They're all. It's this apocalyptic theory that something terrible is going to happen in America. And that something terrible, the more I realize, the more I think about it, is that there's going to be this uprising to essentially assert the people's power against what? The administrative state.
So we've got to go to a break. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.